This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 23rd, 2011, episode 300, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
Christmas, Jamie and Jennifer. How are you guys? It's Christmas.
It is almost Christmas. It's Christmas for us here in Arizona because we're heading out shortly to go to Oklahoma and celebrate
Oklahoma,
the Christmas holiday.
See, that's the only words I know of that song. Oklahoma.
You know, I know that. Oddly enough, I know every word because I was in that play when I was, like, in fifth grade. So I know every word, sadly, and I sing it in my head the entire time I'm in Oklahoma. It's just everywhere. But we're going to have, like, a normal family Christmas with Chad's family. You know, their parents are still married, and everybody loves each other, and everybody's well-behaved, and there's, like, children, and, like, you know, it's not going to be like Christmas at my house where somebody got drunk and called foul down the stairs, and hopefully the police aren't called, and, you know, so I'm looking
God, you're going to not know what, like, to do with it. You're going to be bored all day.
No, it's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we have a fun show planned for today, and I want you guys to know I have my jingle bells.
Oh, Lord.
I got my
Don't
jingle bells right
again.
Here. I went and dug this out of my bell collection because, of course, I was a town crier for a lot of years, so I have a variety of bells and variety of sizes. I have bigger ones, but that wasn't loud enough.
You don't need to tell us about how big your bells are, okay?
We have 25 people that left us voicemails for this episode. Can you believe that? 25.
No, I can't. That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear them. And but real quick, paint me a picture of what you and Jennifer do on Christmas Day.
Well, we're going to actually be heading to Pennsylvania today, and we are going to be spending it with all Jennifer's relatives. They're still in Pennsylvania, and it's very busy on Christmas Eve. We do her mom's house because she does have that divorced family. So we do our mom's house on Christmas Eve. It's called Pizza Christmas because she always makes pizza on Christmas Eve. And then we usually go to church with them. And then we head out the next day to her brother's house and then another stop at her dad's house that evening. So it's a very busy day of eating and festivity. But it's a very loud family who likes to just carry on and have a lot of fun. Nobody gets arrested usually, and there aren't any drunks. So it's just a day of fun and carrying on and having a good time.
So you guys are used to the boring Christmases.
It's never boring when you're around Jennifer's dad. It's never boring around her dad. He's kind of this, he's hard of hearing, and he's this loud, sort of redheaded, fiery Viking type. And the only way I can describe him, because he's like a redheaded Viking type. And when her dad is around, you know it. So it makes for a very interesting day, usually. He's a good guy.
Yeah. My dad's been repairing things on Christmas Day. He's not happy unless he's fixing something.
Yeah, something has to break so he can fix it.
Yes.
He's
one
of those
people.
So
if somebody were to give somebody something that needed to be put together,
he
would be the one to jump in.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. And he would tell you, the thing is, Jamie, he's one of those that will tell you every step of the way what he's doing.
Nice. Nice. Well, that sounds like it's going to be fun.
We're looking forward to it. It'll be a good time. And, of course, War Horse is going to be somewhere in the mix this weekend. At some point, we're going to be seeing War Horse for sure.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's us on Christmas Day because Chad's family actually is celebrating on the 26th because everybody travels in from everywhere. So my actual Christmas Day will be centered around War Horse. Yay! I can't wait.
Now, I got to ask you, though, you're going to Oklahoma. Is there actually a theater you can go watch it at?
Well, I think what we have to do, Glenn, to get to the theater is we have to load up the horses in the sleigh and drive over the river and through the woods. And I think it's like a two-day trek to the theater. They don't really have roads there. So we have to really work hard to see the movie, but it'll be worth it, I'm pretty sure.
You think it's one of those theaters, the old-fashioned kind, with, you know, the old plasticky seats that you barely fit in, and my knees, like, hit my chin, and there was none of those armrests with the little cups. I remember years ago going to the movies with Jennifer and saying, wouldn't it be cool if there were armrests that you could put up and down and there was a hole for the cups? That
you
was like
made
a dream
million.
So many years ago.
Yeah, I don't think they have those in Oklahoma. Sorry.
Well, we're... Oh, and then those old theaters, remember how sticky the floors were? You'd walk along and go, stick, stick, squish, squish. Now, we have a lot of people expected to call in today. We hope that some of them remember. And so we're going to be talking to a lot of people. We have the voicemails to play. Why don't we play our first batch of voicemails? Because there's a very special one at the beginning of this. I think you're going to want to hear. Now, JD has not heard these voicemails, and I've put them into like 2-minute packages. Now, remember, somebody, we're going to pick somebody out of the hat at the end of the show today to win the really large box of studio crap that we have collected here, hats and T-shirts and stuff for vendors, books, you know, all the crap we want to get out of the studio for the new year, we're going to send out to some lucky soul that sent us a voicemail, whether they want it or not. Now, one disclaimer, when you get the box of crap, you don't want this stuff. Do not send it back to us. You do. Why we're sending it. So here we go. Here's the first set.
Hi, JD. Merry Christmas. I have a song for you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, wait, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the wheels we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Merry Christmas, horses in the morning.
Merry Christmas, horses in the
morning.
Morning.
Hello, Horse Radio Network. This is Chrissy Joy, just wishing you all very, very safe and happy holidays. And also a blessed New Year. I will be in New York City, and New York will be a very, very bustling place. But my heart always lies in Kentucky, and I miss you all. Hope you have a great holiday, and just know that I am rooting for you all, and I can't wait to see you again, Glenn. Have a great day. Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Chrissy.
This is David Saunders, a guest on Horses in the Morning, wishing everyone a very happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year, and look forward to talking to you all again in the new year. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays to the whole entire Horse Radio Network. This is Don Bailey from Washington State, and I enjoy all your shows, and now that I have an iPad, I get to listen to them all day long. Thank you guys for being there. And I hope everybody has a great holiday. Peace.
Well, there you go. The first batch for you. Who was those little kids singing? I assume you knew them?
Oh, that is so sweet. That is my niece. That's Chad's sister's daughter, little Rachel, singing for us. So that very sweet. And this is her big debut because she is going to be a big movie star celebrity. Okay, so let's just say she got it started at a young age, right here on Horses in the Morning.
She was cute, and she almost knew all the words.
The best is when they don't know the words. And clearly has no idea who Horses in the Morning are. But you know what? She's 7, so it's cool.
That's right. We'll forgive her. We'll forgive her. But there's somebody on the line here who does know who Horses in the Morning is, and I assume you want to introduce them.
I am thrilled to have them on the phone, Patty and Dean Reeves, owner of our favorite horse, Mucho Macho Man. Hello, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Well,
hope everyone is well.
Well,
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what
I gave
is
you
Mucho
the jingle
Macho
bell.
What is Mucho Macho Man doing for Christmas? What is a horse like that get in the stocking?
Oh, he's getting lots of treats, and you wouldn't believe it. He gets Christmas cards from his friends and fans on Facebook, and he gets extra special treatments, and he had told us to specially call in and say that he was, oh, there he is.
Oh, look at that.
So he said hey to everybody.
Oh, you guys, that's fantastic. Well, we do appreciate you both calling in. What is a Christmas going to be for you guys? Are you in Georgia?
Yes, we are in Atlanta, and it's kind of cold and rainy here, but it's good because it feels like Christmas, and I'm done early with all my Christmas shopping, so I'm enjoying the last couple days before the holiday, just seeing friends and catching up for lunches and dinners and things like that, and everything is great. We love it.
Dean, go ahead. What'd you get her for Christmas? Kathy, don't listen. Patty, don't listen.
Oh, well, now, we can't let that information out, but she loved it, whatever it was.
Perfect, perfect. Well, give Mucho Macho Man a big kiss on the nose for us, and definitely tell Kathy we said hello and Merry Christmas, of course, his trainer, and give all the horses a treat from us here at Horses in the Morning.
Well, we will, and we're just looking to have a lot of fun in 2012. So thank you for everything y'all did for us through the year. You're wonderful, and we really appreciate your support.
Well, yeah, you guys have been really great. We hope to be back, and we're looking for a big year for Macho, starting in January with a big race at the end of the month. So hopefully we'll be in touch with you real soon.
All right, terrific. Well, we look forward to hearing from you.
Great.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They're my favorite owners in the whole world.
I know. They're so cool.
I love those guys.
They're so cool.
I know. They are cool. Well, there's somebody else that's cool that's calling in, and I think she's got some holiday wishes, too, and that is our favorite horse girl that's on TV, and that's Angela Walkup from Horse Girl TV. How are you, Angela? Merry Christmas.
I'm good. Happy Christmas, guys. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited that you called us today. And, you know, you live on the coast over there on the Atlantic coast. What do you do for Christmas? Anything a little different? Do you go down and say hi to the ocean? Or?
We were actually going to go for some raw oysters. It's kind of getting out of the season already, but it's 70 here right now. So it's kind of like summer. I was using fly spray 2 days ago and complaining about it, but then thinking, you know, my other option of being freezing and just windy and riding not so much fun, I'm okay with using fly spray right now.
I think I'd be okay with that, too. That's not a big problem this time of year. You look forward to having that
issue.
No,
there's a big seafood thing out here, and they have a thing called a flotilla for Christmas that happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where Santa comes into town in a parade on the water.
Oh, cool. That's
different. Very, very cool. Yeah, it was kind of like when I was in Holland for Christmas a few years back, and they do the Sinterklaas and the Zwarte Piet, and he comes down the canal and stuff, so similar to that. But just warmer weather.
Now, Now I have to ask you, I know that your husband was, I'm not sure, is he still in the military?
Yes, but he is not in Afghanistan this Christmas, so I am celebrating.
Yay!
Yeah, now, I went through the 7 months in Afghanistan last year, and the day he got back or the week he got back, I did a blog, and I said, none of you guys know this, but my husband's been in Afghanistan, and I'm so happy to have him home. And he had the I Love Horse Girl TV cardboard piece that he made and took pictures on different spots in Afghanistan with him. So, yeah, very awesome.
That's terrific. Well, we want to make sure that we wish all of the servicemen who are overseas the very best, that they can think about home and have a little peace knowing that their loved ones are thinking about them. You went through that, so you know what that's like.
Yes, everybody says, you know, thank the service members, but definitely you thank their families as well, because it's tough on them, but it's definitely tough on this end, especially the folks that have young children or children in general. So yeah. Thank service member families for what the husbands and wives that are enlisted or commissioned do, for sure.
Amen, sister.
Well.
So I'm happy to be able to be part of your Christmas show. I'm so glad.
Well, we're glad to have you, and you know you've been around in my life. Hey, who's that? Say Merry Christmas. Who's that?
That's Zita, and I think they think Dad is getting home, but it's a false alarm. It's a mad dash to the door, and the horses start whinnying, and the dogs start barking, and then the cats start pacing when they hear Dad pull up the driveway up the gate. So, just a false alarm. That's Zita.
We thank you so much for giving us a call. We really appreciate your friendship over the past year. And we've loved, you know, having you on the shows over the past 3 years from your vantage point over on the video side of things with Horse Girl TV. And you know what? I hope that you have a terrific 2012 and double your viewing audience.
I hope so. And I have a little mini resolution for you and Jamie to think about, if you will, is maybe if you guys happen to be in Wellington in February or March, that we somehow shoot or record something together where we're actually in real time in the same location.
Oh, wow, that'd be fun. We better have Jamie do it, because I still am the one that has the face for radio, so we better have Jamie do it.
Jamie and I can do that whole handsome horse husbands thing or whatever, hot guys of the horse world or whatever that she was talking about a few years back, maybe.
Glenn, I just want to let you know that I'm currently on Southwest right now looking for tickets down to Florida, and I'm billing them to your credit card.
Well, I know
Christmas,
you guys probably have tons of people waiting in line. I don't want to keep you, but happy Christmas and happy New Year to you both. And thanks for all you guys do. Your shows are awesome.
Merry Christmas, Angela.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Now, I got to tell you.
Knows what I call her. Yeah?
That bell you are ringing is piercing my brain.
Okay, thanks. I won't ring it anymore.
Hey, we've got another caller on the line, and it's one of our favorite people, and we're going to hear from her a couple times this episode because we're going to play some of her music. Merry Christmas, Templeton Thompson.
Oh, hang on. Hold on. Merry Christmas. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're a little staticky, but okay. you'll get your message across.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to take you off speaker. I had to put you on speakerphone because we are driving to a gig, and I'm putting on makeup in the car.
Are you driving, putting on makeup, and talking
on
the phone?
No. I do not do these things. Heck no.
Yeah.
No, my sweet rock star cowboy is driving, so I am doing my typical thing, running late and putting makeup on in the car.
Well, that sounds good. What are you guys doing for Christmas?
We are laying low. We're not doing much at all. We're just going to be with family, which is such a blessing. So we're going to go hang out with Sam's mama and his whole herd. And then on Christmas Day, I believe we're going to go to my mama's and her fiance's place on Christmas Day. So, and somewhere in there, I'm going to get to see my papa, too. So just very blessed, you know, just laying low and being with my herd, my children. Happy cowgirl.
Well, absolutely. For those people that don't know, go find Templeton Thompson on Facebook and like her on Facebook because she will brighten your day with all of her posts. So definitely go do that. Yeah, you absolutely, you're so positive and uplifting, and we just wanted to have you on our Christmas show, so we appreciate it. And if you don't mind, we'd love to play Ye Holidays right about now.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be honored. You know, that's our Christmas card to everybody. Happy Ye Holidays. So thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. And I hope you guys get to have a nice, relaxing time. I hear something about you're on Southwest looking at booking tickets, so it sounds like you may be going places, or I don't know, you wild woman.
Well, She's wishing.
Yeah, that's my next trip that Glenn's paying for, but I'm going to Oklahoma in a little bit to go spend time with family, so, you know, we all are all very blessed, and I want to thank you for sharing your music with us and your positive spirit, and we hope you have a wonderful 2012.
Thank you. Well, y'all too, and back at you also. Merry Christmas, Happy Ye Holidays, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. And I'm sending you guys and everybody out there and your wonderful listening audience, and I will say the same thing that the rock star there at Horse Girl TV said too. Your show's awesome, and you guys bring light and joy to all of us out here. So we appreciate you, and we love you guys.
Thank you, Debbie. Merry Christmas to Sam.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Sam. Okay, love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy Ye Holidays. Well, the snow was softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a-twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy Ye Holidays. Too big for dreaming. Ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathering near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy Ye Holidays.
Templeton Thompson singing Happy Ye Holidays, helping to bring us the Christmas spirit here on Horses in the Morning in our special holiday episode. We want to thank our sponsors for every Friday of this year, and that's been Kentucky Performance Products and Pocket Stable. Everybody at Kentucky Performance Products, Karen and the gang over there, wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and the same for the good folks over at Pocket Stable. And I just want to say that we appreciate all of our sponsors. We wouldn't be here without them. And Janie wouldn't be getting paid. She'd be more miserable than she usually is every morning. And it would be, just be awful for me. So I am so thankful that we have them here. Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com and pocketstable.com, or on your app store on your iPhone, just search for Pocket Stable. And our next guest is a regular here on, our next caller actually, is a regular here on Horses in the Morning throughout the year. And we are so appreciative because there have been times I have called him 5 minutes before the show and said, can you come on quick? There's a breaking racing story and we need an expert. And that's where Frankie Lovato comes in. Merry Christmas, Frankie.
Merry Christmas, Glenn. How you doing?
Good. How's Popcorn, your pony?
Well, believe it or not, I think he's lost some weight. I think I saw a rib the other day.
Time to fatten that pony up, Frankie. Can't see ribs.
It's hard to tell. I've got my assistant here, Sandy.
Merry Christmas, Glenn.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Sandy. So good for you to join us.
Possibly see a rib in that pony with all the hair and the fur that pony has on him right now. There's no ribs anywhere to be found.
I don't know, Glenn.
You know, guys,
listen,
you know,
Glenn,
guys, we were talking the other day about whether you buy gifts for your animals. I am sure that Frankie has bought a gift for the pony.
Oh, Glenn, I didn't get a stocking stuffer, but I got some hay for him. That stuff looks great.
He called our hay guy and asked him what he wanted, told him he wanted the best hay the man had. That's what Popcorn got for Christmas.
Sandy, you didn't let him buy that pony alfalfa, did you?
No, he didn't buy him alfalfa, but he did buy a little bit better hay than what usual, and so I've had to, you know, really make sure that he's feeding that pony right and not overfeeding him. I say, you found that pony and I'll be angry. So.
Hey, Frankie. Ask me what I got our big fat quarter horse.
Oh, what'd you get for your big fat quarter horse there, Glenn?
Hey, don't tell Jennifer, but I got a huge, one of those great big buckets of Mrs. Pasture's cookies. I got one of the great big buckets because I couldn't resist.
Oh, man. You're making me feel like a bad father.
Deal with me. I'm the Scrooge. We bought a bag of those peppermint treats. For horses, gosh, probably back when we first got Popcorn, and I only let him give him very, very few. I'm a horse Nazi, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you and Jennifer both, you're both mean to us. All we're trying to do as faithful horse husbands and owners of loving animals is to treat them nicely. That's all we're attempting to do, and we get beat down for it.
We're just horse lovers, you know?
That's it. That's all we are.
Well, what's your New Year's resolution there, Mr. Glenn? You got one?
Oh, let's see. To work less than 100 hours a week, I want to cut it back to 99.
Oh.
That's the same one Frankie has.
Tough one.
We have such high goals, Frankie. We try to accomplish so much.
I know. We're overachievers.
You know, I think after you get to the age I am, you stop having New Year's resolutions because I cannot remember one year that I ever kept any of the resolutions I've ever set out to do. So after a certain point in time, you just give up. I don't know, Jamie, are you at that age yet where you've given up on New Year's resolutions? Do we even have Jamie here?
Oh, we lost Jamie. I'm right here.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I just, Chad was just asking me what my New Year's resolution is. I'm like, I don't know. He goes, I think we should go to the gym more. That was like the worst thing I've ever heard. Holy cow. So I'm fat. Okay, gotcha. Need to work out more. Clear.
That's kind of what Frankie's planning for us. I've actually been on been doing really well. I've been dieting and I've lost some weight. So now that's his thing. He wants to turn. Our granddaughter's got a little playroom in our basement, and he wants to change that into our workout room, but put our equalizer down there, and that's what he keeps saying. He's going to get me down there now, and now that I'm losing weight, he wants me to work out. But I don't know if I want to make that my New Year's resolution, though.
Okay. Now, that is how I could. If I could have an equalizer to work out on, I would be totally fine. Put that right in front of the TV and eat my bonbons and work out on my equalizer.
And you know what? And that's, you're absolutely right. It would be a lot of fun, but my husband is a taskmaster. So I know darn well if we go down there and we start working out, he will not just let me ride along leisurely like I'm on a trail ride.
I don't get it. I don't know where I get it. I don't even know if she knows who I am. We've only been married 30 years, but I don't know. I don't get it. But.
Well, Frankie and Sandy, thank you so much for giving us a call on our holiday edition here. We are so happy you did. Have a very Merry Christmas with the family, and you give Popcorn a great big hug for us, okay?
It's done already, Glenn. I can throw him a little bit extra hay, maybe.
All right. Tell him it's from me, and then you can't get in trouble with Sandy.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Jamie and Glenn, and have a great new year.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
And we also have one of our favorite listeners on, and Robert Dunn is here. Merry Christmas, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Merry Christmas, Jamie and Glenn and Jennifer.
Thank you for calling.
It just wouldn't be right if we didn't have Robert Dunn on our Christmas show. I think he was even on our show last year. So it's kind of tradition to have you on our Christmas show.
It's good to have traditions.
I think so. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to go back to South Dakota and spend it with my family.
Ooh, balmy, warm South Dakota. Wow.
You know, actually, we don't have any snow here right now, and it's been above freezing for about 4 days, so I can't complain.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Bless your heart. Well, enjoy your sunny, warm, spectacular, sunny North Dakota, and have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, you too.
All right, Robert. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Robert. Have a great holiday.
You can have fun.
Hey, Jamie, before we get to our next caller, I think we better play another batch of voicemails that I got in. Would you like to hear them?
I would.
This is Gene from Decatur, Georgia, and we love the morning show, Horses in the Morning. We listen to it every day.
That sounds like your papa.
Crazy about it. Mostly we're crazy about Jamie. But look forward to listening to it many years in the future. Thank you.
Hi, Glenn and Jamie. Debbie Metcalf here at Stolen Horse International, netposse.com.
Oh, hi,
the Christmas season is here, and I find myself reflecting on the past year and on those who have helped us in our search for missing horses and help for our victims. I thank you for the fun interviews and your support. I look forward to talking to you again in 2012. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year on Horses in the Morning. And to our victims at netposse.com, I wish you all happy endings and peace.
Hi, Horse Radio. This is Erin Gilmore from Sidelines Magazine. And on behalf of the entire team at Sidelines, I'd like to wish you and your horses happy holidays and even happier new year.
Okay, this is Hannah, Rachel, and Becca from Arizona for Horses in the Morning.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Joanna from Arizona calling for Jamie, who does Horses in the Morning. Just calling to say Merry Christmas to you and yours and all the ponies. Ho, ho, ho.
We have the best listeners in the world. You know that? We really do.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, everybody who called in. It was nice to hear my daddy's voice. He didn't tell me he called in.
Well, you know, when I heard his voice, and I couldn't remember his first name at first, and I went, oh, that has to be him. Who else has a voice like that and an accent that sounds that cool? It had to be your dad.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Yeah, that's my daddy.
And now the little kids at the end there singing, were they relatives or friends or?
Oh my gosh, how cute are they? No, they are the biggest bunch of horse crazy youngsters you have ever met. They are, let's see, I think Becca's 3, Hannah is 7 or 8, and Rachel's 12, and they all take riding lessons with me. Well, not the 3-year-old, but the other two do, and they have ponies and these wonderful horses. Chili and Jacob are fantastic horses. And they're just such a sweet, sweet family, and that's so sweet of them to call in. I love those guys.
Well, Merry Christmas to them and to everybody that called. Thank you to Erin and everybody that called. But we have another caller on the line here, and she is someone that my wife thanks every day she rides our horse. And that's Linda Houck. Do you remember Linda, Jamie, from Spurs Waiter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hi, Linda. Merry Christmas.
Hi, everyone there. Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
I'll tell you what. you have brought a Christmas present to our horse every day because you brought him a very friendly spur. He doesn't need a lot, so this was the perfect Christmas gift for our pony, and Jennifer and just loves them. I know that Helena uses them. You did a good thing with those spurs you invented.
Oh, thank you so much there, Glenn. Yeah, it makes my heart sing every time I can get on a horse and use that gentler spur and still get what I want. And then the emails that I receive from people around the world, and every time I go to trade shows and people thank me for, you know what, this is all I needed and I've got a happy horse because of it. So, no, that's great. And I'm so glad that your horse responds as well as he does to them, Jennifer. Fabulous.
Yeah, she loves her spur suaders. Now, what do you do for the holidays? You're also a trainer. You have horses. Do you spend it with the horses, or do you travel the family? What do you do?
Well, Glenn, this year I'm going to coach right up until Christmas Eve, and then it'll be family over the Christmas holidays. And then my partner and I are heading down to Cuba on the 29th of December for a week.
What?
And that'll be my first holiday in 3 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and he's got two teenage boys, and you know what the schedule can be like throughout the year. So, you know, between the daughter and her riding lessons and soccer, and then the horse shows all season, either in some capacity as a coach, a competitor, an official, and then add trade shows on top of that, I'm really looking forward to a good book and some sunshine.
Well, now, are you even allowed to go to Cuba?
Canadians, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you're Canadian, I forgot. See, we sort of have those restrictions. If we go to Cuba, we have to go through Canada.
Okay. All right.
I don't think of Cuba as a popular touristy destination for the holidays, but, you know, have a great time.
Well, you know, Jennifer, I thought the same thing. I've been to a few places down south in the Caribbean, and Cuba was never, ever on my radar, ever. And anyone you ask about it that has been there, they rave about it. They say, everyone says the Cuban people are the nicest people you'll ever have traveling. They say the food is not too bad. You don't go to Cuba for the food. But we picked a place that's on the down on the foothills, and you've got the mountains right there, so there's hiking. It's more of a natural place to go to. We stayed away from, you know, Havana and whatever, and just looking for some nice, quiet, relaxing time. So, you know what? I'll let you know when I come back what I thought of it.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. I'd be interested to hear how Cuba is at Christmas. You know, I've heard of people going to Disney World, but never Cuba. So let us know. We want to know. Well, you have a great time down there. You'll certainly be warmer than our previous listener, Robert Dunn, who's going to South Dakota. So I think Cuba's probably better than that.
Oh, let's hope.
Thank you, Linda.
You guys?
Merry Christmas.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, we're actually going to be in Pennsylvania, and Jamie's going to Oklahoma. So we're going to be scattered all over the country here.
Okay, but nowhere warm then.
No, you get the warm.
I get the warm.
Enjoy.
But remember, Oklahoma, then I get to come back to an Ontario winter.
Now, that's true.
Oh.
And we don't envy you that. So we'll see you, Linda. Thank you so much for calling.
All righty, guys. Have a Merry Christmas and a fabulous New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Our next caller is somebody that we got to know thanks to the Dressage Radio Show. She is our favorite little dressage rider, Mary Lawrenson. Good morning, or happy Merry Christmas, Mary.
Oh, Glenn, it must be a long day. You're already saying good morning.
It has been a long day. Actually, it's been a long show.
Oh, it's great to talk to you guys again.
Now, are you in Florida yet, or are you still in Massachusetts?
I sure am. I am in Wellington, Florida. Weather is great. Palm trees with Christmas lights is a little weird, but it's really great to be down here.
I always wanted to spend Christmas in Florida. I always thought that would just be kind of cool.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, Santa Claus in shorts and, you know, a tank top. Yeah. You know,
Well, I like it for the riding, for sure, but I can't say the holiday spirit's just not really here. It's nothing like New England, but I'm doing it, and it's just different, but I can't complain about the weather, that's for sure.
Now, are you down there to compete? Are you training? Are you working? What are you doing?
I'm doing both. I recently took on a position at Cutler Farm, which is a fantastic training facility based in Massachusetts, and we brought 14 dressage horses down here for the season. So we've got a lot on our plate, very busy season ahead of us. So I am training every day and teaching some as well as I have students come down with their horses. And the show season has already kicked off. We competed last weekend with some of our horses, and we have a lot more to go throughout the entire Wellington circuit. So yeah, it's all horses here, training and showing.
Well, I wish you the very best this season. We're going to be keeping our eye on you. Will you come on the show and join us and give updates on what's going on in Wellington and how you're doing?
Of course. I miss being on the show, and it's I'm happy to share my stories, and it's always great to connect with you guys.
Well, thank you, Mary. Say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the family and the horses as well.
All right, thank you. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you at Horse Radio Network.
Bye, Mary.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Well, Jamie, the next person that's waiting in the line, I'm really surprised to see here, and you can tell everybody why.
Well, I'll let her tell everybody. We would like to say hello to Kelly Utter. Kelly, hello. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Now, why exactly would Glenn be so surprised to hear from you?
Glenn is probably shocked because today is my due date. I'm expecting a baby boy.
I
was hoping to be in the hospital, but I'm not. So here I am.
So technically, we could be sitting here right now on the phone with you, and your water could break.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my God,
never happened before. If you hear me scream and run, that's probably why. But there are no signs this is happening, so I've got a pot of chili on the stove in hopes that will help.
Yeah, I would imagine, like, once it's you're ready to get rid of them, you're ready. Like, get this.
Oh, yeah.
I think they say, you know, hot sauce and sex. That's the way to do it, right?
That's what I was advised. The doctor told me 4 times a day for each. And
not a bad day.
I love your doctor.
Well, we really hope that you have that baby by Christmas, and we sure do appreciate you calling in, and your family will grow by 1 for next year.
It's very exciting, and I'll be able to ride again, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. How far along did you stop riding?
I only made it about 12 weeks. I had some pain issues, so I had to stop. So I had some serious withdrawal. It's hard because I go to the racetrack all the time, and I know pregnant ladies over there who are exercising 2-year-old racehorses while they're 7 and 8 months pregnant. And so I felt like a bit of a slacker.
Oh, well, at least you took care of that sweet baby, and we wish you guys all a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Good luck, water break. Go!
Let's listen to, we have some more people on the line, it looks like, here, but let's listen to our next batch of voices.
Hey, this is for the Christmas show. It's Julia from Scottsdale, Arizona, just calling to wish everybody a happy holidays and be safe out there. And to you, Glenn, and especially to Jamie, happy holidays. I love you, and I hope everybody has a good time. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, Glenn, it's Justin from snowy Colorado, calling to wish you and all the gang at Horses in the Morning a Merry Christmas. My carriage horse and I have been giving folks rides all through the holiday season, and there's nothing better to get you in the mood. Wishing you happy sleigh bells and many, many, many good returns for the new year. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, everyone. This is your adopted bug, Callie Francois, wishing the Horse Radio Network and their listeners a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Hi, this is Karen Moore. I'm calling from Georgia, and this message is for Jamie Massey and Horses in the Morning, and I would be delighted if you want to play my message. I just wanted to wish Jamie a very, very happy Christmas and let her know I'm on the way down to Darien, Georgia tomorrow, and I'll be thinking about her and listening to the show as we drive. Merry Christmas.
All right, that was our next batch of voicemails. Thank you, everybody, for sending those in. We really appreciate it. And we did get a lot of them. And don't forget, in just a few minutes, Jamie's going to pick a number, and we're going to pick the winner of the really big, large box of studio crap. And you can expect that for the new year. Well, we have another caller on the line here, Jamie.
Yes, we do. We've got is it Dawn who's on the phone right now? Hey, Dawn,
that's
Merry Christmas.
Hi, guys. Merry Christmas, you guys. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Just trying to spread a little holiday cheer here on our last show. Basically, is this our last show for the year, Glenn?
Yeah, this is the last live show. We'll have some recorded shows go up next week. We'll be here every morning in spirit.
So, Dawn, where are you for Christmas this year?
I'm in Ohio, north of Cincinnati, so... Yeah, not far from Glenn and Jed. So, but yeah, I listen all the time. I've never called in and talked to you guys. So, wonderful to talk to you.
Hey, wait a minute. We need something for her. We have two choices, Jamie, for somebody who's never called in before. I think we haven't played this in so
green
long.
Green on green makes black and blue.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Let's try this.
Now, Glenn, it is Christmas. Go ahead, ring the dang bell.
Yay, Dawn gets the jingle bell.
Dawn, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. It is nice to finally hear your voice instead of just see your chatting on Facebook with us. So I would what would you like to say to everybody for Christmas?
Oh, okay. Well, wish all of you guys Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy new year, and I love your show. Love all the racing talk, Jamie. I know I'm a huge Zenyatta fan, too. So, and then just wish all my friends at Creekside Stables, where I board my mare, and all my friends on Facebook. I'm a member of a wonderful group. It's called the Horse Comes First Racing Group. We talk racing all the time. So any of those guys that listen, Merry Christmas, and to my friends and family.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
I have to ask Dawn a question here before she goes away. I have to ask her a question. Did you hear Mike Pena from HRRN on here the other day?
I missed that one. I'm going to listen on the podcast, though, because I love them. Yeah,
you're going to have to listen to him on the podcast because he's never coming back on again because he has that great radio voice, and I just can't have him back. He makes me look like a fool. He's so articulate and educated, and he has that great radio voice, and he's just not coming back.
Oh, no. Yeah, I definitely have to listen. Sorry I missed that one, but I will listen for sure. Yep.
All right.
Merry
Christmas, so
Zenyatta fans. Zenyatta fans unite, Glenn. See, we all stick together, okay?
Yeah.
That girl's got class.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye.
Well, let's listen to another batch of voicemails that we got in. We have the lines clean here. Let me see here. This batch hasn't been played yet.
Hi there. This is Kat Voidelock from Draper Therapies, wishing everyone at Horses in the Morning immense amounts of health, wellness, life, and love this holiday season.
So I wanted to wish everyone, you and Jamie and the Horse Radio Network world out there, a wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and peace and goodness for the new year from Murphy Eventing and Katie Murphy.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
this
Katie.
Is Michelle Bergeron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ricky and I and everyone at Wright Lead Equestrian Center want to wish all of the Horse Radio Network workers, listeners, contributors, and anyone who is affiliated with the show the merriest of Christmases. And the
well, Michelle covered everybody.
Years. We really look forward to hearing what you guys have for us next year.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jennifer. This is Nancy calling from Kentucky, Louisville. I'm calling to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. And thank you for bringing such a great show to all of us, Crazy Horse People. And I want to wish a Merry Christmas to my wonderful old pony, Cricket, who is 32 years old.
Wow.
and he's been the best gift to me ever for the last 14 years. Hope you all have somebody like that in your life, too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, Marianne Kennedy here from Nashville, Tennessee, wishing horses in the morning and all of you horse lovers a very Merry Christmas and blessed New Year. Merry Christmas.
Well, that was the latest batch of voicemails, and we got a little music at the end there, Jamie.
I was like, dang, somebody's got skills. Oh, it's Marianne Kennedy. That was good.
She's kind of a professional, so I don't know if that counts as one of our listeners calling in and singing, you know?
Yeah, definitely not. But we'll take it. That's awesome. And everybody, thanks so much for calling in. We did have some fun stuff planned, but, man, I cannot believe how many phone calls we're getting.
Yeah, I know. This is great. I don't know if we're going to get to any of the fun stuff we had planned with all the phone calls. And guess, Jamie, who is on the line now? Somebody who loves you to death and hates me.
It's got to be my mama.
You. I love you. I just sometimes want to knock a knot on your head.
Yeah, Glenn. Me too, Mom. Me too.
Well, I just wanted to wish you all and your listeners a very blessed Christmas and a wonderful new year from sunny Florida. And I have to tell you how much I've enjoyed listening to your show this past year. And I know how much Jamie loves her job and both of you. So thank you and Merry Christmas.
Mom, quit lying. Just quit lying. It's Christmas. Tell the truth.
I've already got my present from Jamie, so I'm on the good side.
Yeah. I can't take it back, I guess. Well, love you, Mama. Merry Christmas. We'll
all
talk
right,
to you
love
soon.
You, too. Y'all have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey,
Merry
I'll do
Christmas,
something
Mom.
In honor of my mom, because my mother is actually, like, the original Martha Stewart, but she's kind of like ghetto Martha Stewart. Like, she doesn't do things the Martha Stewart way. She finds whatever she has in the house and throws it together. So in honor of my mother, can I do the top 11 ways to have a horsey Christmas Martha Stewart style?
Sure.
So here's what you have to do, and I'll try to do it in my best Martha Stewart voice because I can't, but I'm going to do it anyway. So the top 11 ways to have a horsey Christmas Martha Stewart style. Number one, take red and green tape and cover your horse's halter for that very so festive look. Number two, trim your horse's hooves with pinking shears and stencil a different holiday picture on each hoof. Number three, place a slice of fresh lemon in your horse's new silver water bucket.
What?
Let the farm dogs drink eggnog from the toilet bowl. It is Christmas after all. I love this one because I've actually done this. Restuff all your pillows with horsehair saved from body clipping.
Oops.
Yeah, we did that. Dress up like Santa. Put antlers on your horse. Glenn, I can totally see you doing this. Dress up like Santa. Put antlers on your horse. Hitch him up to your manure spreader and drive around the farm yelling, "On Donner! On Blake! On Thomas!"
I love that one.
this one's great. Use fresh manure to form manger scene figurines. Use manure from your best horse for the Christ child.
Oh,
geez. Soak your white polos in starch, and while still wet, form into angels, and after they dry, hang up around the barn. The next one is coat the barn cats in Elmer glue and roll them in Christmas glitter.
I like that.
Change your cross ties in the barn to braided red licorice and then hot glue candy canes at 3-inch intervals. That would be gone in 5 seconds in my barn. Holy cow. And then my favorite one, and I think I might just try to do this if I ever get any snow, is number 11, ways to have a horsey Christmas, Martha Stewart style, in honor of my mother being on the phone. Train your geldings to write Merry Christmas in the snow with their pee. Oh, love you, Mom. Merry Christmas.
I love you, too. Merry Christmas to everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye. Good. Don't lie. You're a boy. You've done that before, haven't you?
There were four boys in my family and no girls. So we used to play out in the snow all the time. And I have to say that we probably had little contests to see who could form the letters the best.
Boys are weird. That's all I can say.
Well, speaking of boys, we have a member of Man Nation here, right here. And I know that you had something you wanted to talk to him about. We have Glenn Forrester on the line here. Good morning, or Merry Christmas, Glenn. I want to say good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Now,
are you ready?
I would like to point out that Glenn is the proprietor of the Gopher Coalition that spends a lot of time here at Flyover Farm, and I would like you to march your troops right out of my house.
I can't order them out.
Now, am I wrong? Are you the head ringleader of the Gopher Coalition?
It's hard to say.
You won't own up to it. Glenn?
Oh, he's holding out on you.
I know he is. I know he is. But I have seen him post some pretty cute little pictures, and I wanted to know, when did you start working with the Gopher Coalition?
About day one.
I'm not kidding.
So he is the Gopher Coalition. He's not saying much. He's very cagey.
Well, no matter what, I will not be killing any gophers on Christmas Day. How about that?
Okay. I posted the first picture, I guess it was the first day that the coalition showed up. I happened to know where there were some good photographs.
Yeah, they're taken at my house.
They're just tiny little guys.
I know. They're so sweet looking, too. And they're so innocent. And Jamie's a butcher. She's just a butcher. And on the holidays, too. So, you know, guaranteed the day after Christmas, she's going to be back out there with her little poison gun trying to get those little buggers. Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, gophers around here weigh 20 pounds.
They're not quite that big, though, the desert gophers, are they?
No, they're about the size of a hamster.
Yeah. They are not. You are lying. They're the size of footballs, and there's about 1,000 of them burrowing underneath my house. Seriously, this house is going to collapse because there is a giant, like, maze, a labyrinth, if you will, underneath my house. Like, this foundation rocks, and it's all because of the gophers, and it's all your fault, Glenn.
Yeah, your house is going to be like Carrie's.
We appreciate you listening to the show. I know you're a regular listener, and you post all the time on Facebook, and it was good to finally hear you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Merry
Glenn.
Merry Christmas, Glenn.
Okay, bye.
Glenn Forrester. Gosh, that
Glenn
guy.
Forrester,
he's awesome.
I don't know if he actually admitted to being the Gopher Coalition or not. I'm not quite sure there. Let's listen. We have another caller here who's going to ring me out because apparently for the last year I've been pronouncing her name incorrectly. She's a regular listener and contributor to the show. But first, let's take a listen to the next batch of voices.
Hello, this is Rachel Rosenthal from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I just wanted to wish Glenn, Jamie, Jen, and the entire Horse Radio Network family a very happy holiday and a wonderful new year filled with what else but horses. Happy holidays.
Hi, everyone. It's the Horses in the Morning. I hope you have a great, happy, and healthy holiday season. This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield from Maple Crest Farm, and I hope your 2012, you have great rides every day and enjoy the holiday season. Have a happy and safe time. And talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Rhonda Crabtree calling from Brooklyn, Ontario. I'm calling to wish all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I would like to also say Merry Christmas to all of those at Cedar Brook Farm and especially to my wonderful horse, Obi, who safely carried me for many hours this year. And
aww,
by my calculations, I'm looking forward to listening to over 800 new shows next year. thanks very much for all you do, and Merry Christmas to all the hosts at the Horse Radio Network. Bye.
Did she have to
Hello,
say
Glenn,
that?
Jamie, and Jennifer. This is Rick Conley of Conley's Horse Photos over in southeastern Indiana. I wanted to wish all you and all of the other guy listeners and also the rest of your listeners a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Enjoy your time off over the holidays, and remember that the most important thing in life is family, and that this is the season to let them know. Again, this is Rick Conley wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
This is Sandy and Rachel from Arizona.
Merry Christmas from sunny Arizona.
I love the horn at the end. All right. We have our next listener who's calling in here. Regular listener and contributor on Facebook, and her name is apparently Lisa Bick, and I have to apologize to you. For a year I've been saying bike.
You have, but I'm used to it. Jamie got it right once.
Thank you.
Once early in my second month. What's for next?
Yeah, and I
it's spelled B-Y-K.
I saw you a picture. It is. Pronounced like the pen and the razor.
Wow. Yep. That's fun to say. My name is it's Bick, you know, like the lighter.
That too.
Funny.
It's very rare that anyone now, Lisa, gets it pronounced right.
Well, Lisa, or spells it right probably when you say it. You've been listening like since day one, haven't you? You've been around forever listening to the show.
I have, since day one, and I listen to all of the shows.
Yeah, you're part of that group that listens to every show, like every episode of every show.
Yeah, it keeps me in my happy bubble while I'm at work.
You have a terrible job?
I like it. Just, you know, the typical whining from some of the people that I work with. So I just plug the iPod in my ear and listen to horses
and
all.
And you get to listen to Glenn whine all the time. Wow, you're lucky.
Well, you know, I get the occasional glares or, so what's going on from over the queue when, you know, a snort or something escapes my mouth from laughing too hard.
Well, we sure do appreciate you being a part of the show. Lisa Bick, of course, we will never get that wrong again. Well, Glenn might, and then I'll just be able to correct him because he always gets names wrong. But we appreciate you listening to all the shows and being such a great supporter of the Horse Radio Network.
Oh, no problem. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh,
Thank you, Lisa. Merry Christmas. You get the jingle bell, too.
Yay!
Yay!
And Chevy sends his slobbery kisses.
Oh, that's Chevy
nice.
The horse.
Exactly.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Wow, what an action-packed hour we had. We still have one more batch of voicemails, and we have to pick the winner, so let's see
anyway,
that now.
I just wanted to say, hi, guys. It's Shauna Karish here, and I hope that all of you this holiday season, and it finds you in the true spirit of Christmas, and that your heart is filled with hope and love and peace and joy, and that this year ends on a cheerful note and makes way for a bright new year. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Good morning, gang. Just dropping in on your voicemail here to wish all you guys a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's from all of us here in Wisconsin. Smoke Brandeman and horsemanservices.com. Vicki says her hi as well. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Susan from Tennessee. I'm calling for Horses in the Morning.
That's Susan Nelson,
Jane. Record a greeting for you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's from
hey, Susan.
Rambo the Horse, Billy the Dog, and Salty and Joanne the Kitties. Have a great holiday, Glenn and Jamie and Coach Jan. Bye.
Hello, this is for the Horse
Radio. You almost forgot who you were.
This is Tom Rittenhouse from Jaffrey, New Hampshire. I've been listening to your shows long enough to know that many of your listeners either listen while riding or working in their barns. For that reason, in a sense of safety, I don't want to cause any bucking or stampedes. I will not be singing my holiday message. I would like to wish a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year to the listeners of the Horse Radio Network and a joyful Bah Humbug to gopher lovers everywhere. I am not a horse person. The closest I get to a horse is the daily racing form. My only horse interactions are limited to trips to the county fair and my occasional visits to the Budweiser Clydesdale stable, where I was fortunate enough to witness the art of sheath cleaning firsthand. Thanks for unraveling that mystery to me. I cannot wait to go back again. I'd be forgetting if I didn't thank y'all for sharing your tales of hearse owning and looking after. Y'all's tales of barn fires, tornadoes, trailering troubles, colic and laminitis, and them darn pesky sinkholes, not to mention all sorts of other man-made, natural, or cosmic troubles, along with them darn pesky varmint gopher battles, sure brightened my day. I'd like to wish you all a very safe and happy holiday season and a very prosperous new year. Take care of those majestic animals you all love and care for so very much. It's Christmas. Open the muzzles for a day. I'm sure your equine family members will appreciate it. Thank you. Again, Tom Rittenhouse, Jaffrey, New Hampshire, for the Horses in the Morning program. And yes, you can air it if you think it's suitable. Thank you.
Okay, that's your man nation. Your man nation sure is wordy. Okay, they have a lot to say.
That was great. You can tell now he is not. He said it in there, and he is truly not a horse person. He caught our show by accident like 6 months ago on iTunes. He was just searching around for, because he is a racing fan. Like, he bets on horses. That's it. And he just caught our show because he looked for a horse on iTunes and found us. And he's been listening every day ever since. And look at all he's learned. Look at all those things he talked about.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. Yeah. I guess he just, that's how I found the musician that I like so much, is I just went on iTunes and typed in the word horse. You never know what's going to happen. And Jared Rogers was born.
You're going to hear, actually, next week, Jamie, one of the best of episodes is a musical episode. We always pick one to highlight again. And Jared won. I don't know how he won again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be,
mm-hmm.
We're going to play him next week.
I'll tune in.
Hey, it's time to pick a winner. I have here a list, an Excel file, actually, from 1 to 25. The number's 1 to 25. And Jamie, we first have to clarify, you have not seen this list. Is that correct?
No, it is definitely correct. Sorry, I have not seen it.
You have not seen the list, so you don't know which names are which. Well, we're going to have you pick a number to see who wins the really big box of crap that we have lying around my studio that we want to get the heck out of here. So pick a number between 1 and 25, and that will correspond to the appropriate voicemail that we've been listening to the whole show.
72.
Oh, the winner is.
Wait, 1 through 25. Okay, sorry. I'm going to go with 19.
19 is, hold on. 19 is Rachel and Sandy. I think that's the voicemail that had the little kids just saying Merry Christmas at the end, wasn't it?
Was that the horn honk one? Yay!
Yay for horn honking! Yay, Rachel and Sandy! Yay! Are they from Do you know them? Are they from Arizona?
They are from Arizona. Oh, they're going to love whatever big box of crap you have, okay? And they're probably not going to be able to listen because they can't hear bad words like that. So I'm going to tell them they want a big box of stuff.
Okay, all right. So now, let me ask you, though, this family obviously has little kids, so we should be careful what we put in the big box of very cool stuff.
Yes, the big box of super awesomeness is what it's totally now called.
Now, before we wrap up today, and this is going to be the last recording I do with you this year, before we wrap it up, you have a story you found, and people, for some reason, god-awful reason, think you are the best book reader ever. So we just have, like, this story that we thought that you could read to just give everybody a little taste of Jamie before we end. But before you do that, I just want to say thank you so much for a wonderful year. It's been terrific working with you and Jennifer here every morning. our listeners, our sponsors, our affiliates, everybody, our guests. You know how many guests we've had this year? Jennifer could probably tell you hundreds and hundreds. It's been a true pleasure being with you here every day, and thank you so much, Jamie. I truly do love 9 o'clock in the morning when I get to sit and chat with you for an hour and a half.
Well, that's very sweet, and I sure do love waking up in the morning and doing this show. It's definitely fun, and I appreciate everything the two of you do. And, you know, to remind everybody, we've had a lot of fun on the show, and just to remind everybody, it is Christmas, and Christmas is about being with family and friends, and just everybody, please go out and enjoy your day and spend it with the ones that you love, and just be joyful, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
And so, now, a dramatic reading.
Yeah.
To end the, hold on, I got to do the introduction. Wait a minute. And now, okay. A dramatic reading from Jamie Jennings to end our year.
Oh, boy. No.
Wait a minute. I got to get the music. Oh, I don't have any music. I don't have any music. Oh, you have to do it.
Oh. Okay. Well, just because this is what Christmas is about, just sit. The young couple had made their usual hurried pre-Christmas visit to the little farm where dwelt the elderly parents with their small herd of horses. The farm had been named Lone Pine Farm because of the huge pine which topped the hill behind the farm and through the years had become a talisman to the old man and his wife and a landmark in the countryside. The old folks no longer showed their horses, for the years had taken their toll, but they sold a few foals each year, and the horses were their reason for joy in the morning and contentment at day's end. Crossly, as they prepared to leave, the young couple confronted the old folks. "Why do you not at least dispose of the old one? She's no longer of use to you. It's been years since you've had foals from her. You should cut corners and save money where you can. Why do you keep her anyway?" The old man looked down at his worn boots, scuffed at the barn floor, and his arm stole defensively around the old one's neck as he drew her to him and rubbed her gently behind the ears. He replied softly, "We keep her because of love, only because of love." Baffled and irritated, the young folks wished the old man and his wife a Merry Christmas and headed back to the city as darkness stole through the valley. So it was that because of the leave-taking, no one noticed the insulation smoldering on the frayed wires in the old barn. No one saw the first spark fall. No one but the old one. In a matter of minutes, the whole barn was ablaze and the hungry flames were licking at the loft full of hay. With a cry of horror and despair, the old man shouted to his wife to call for help as he raced to the barn as fast as he could to save their beloved horses. But the flames were roaring now and the blazing heat drove him back. He sank sobbing to the ground helpless before the fire's fury. By the time the fire department arrived, only smoking, glowing ruins were left, and the old man and his wife. They thanked those who had come to their aid, and the old man turned to his wife, resting her white head upon his shoulder as he dried her tears with a frayed red bandana. Brokenly, he whispered, "We have lost so much, but God has spared our home on this eve of Christmas. Let us therefore climb the hill to the old pine where we have sought comfort in times of despair. We will look down upon our home and give thanks to God that it has been spared." And so he took her by the hand and helped her up the snowy hill as he brushed aside his own tears with the back of his hand. As they stepped over the little knoll at the crest of the hill, they looked and gasped in amazement at the incredible beauty before them. Seemingly, every glorious, brilliant star in the heavens was caught up in the glittering, snow-frosted branches of their beloved pine, and it was aglow with heavenly candles. And poised on its topmost bow, a crystal crescent moon glistened like spun glass. Never had a mere mortal created a Christmas tree such as this. Suddenly, the old man gave a cry of wonder and incredible joy as he pulled his wife forward. There, beneath the tree, was their Christmas gift. Bedded down was the old one close to the trunk of the tree, and next to her, the entire herd was safe. At the first hint of smoke, she had pushed the door ajar with her muzzle and had led the horses through it. Slowly and with great dignity, never looking back, she had led them up the hill, stepping daintily through the snow. The foals were frightened and dashed about, and the skittish yearlings looked back at the crackling, hungry flames. The mares pressed uneasily against the old one as she moved calmly up the hill and to safety beneath the pine. And now she lay among them and gazed at the faces of those she loved. Her body was brittle with years, but the golden eyes filled with devotion as she offered her gift. Because of love,
only because of love.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. If the fates align.